USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
We have breaking news coming out of Georgia this morning. Multiple law enforcement officers are injured after shots were fired during a pursuit early Monday morning near Bremen, Georgia. That's about 40 miles west of Atlanta. It started around 3:30 a.m. The Georgia State Patrol began the pursuit on I-20 after clocking a car doing 111 miles an hour. Carroll County Sheriff Terry Langley.
At this time, one suspect is dead, one suspect is in custody, and three officers have been wounded.
Captain Brandon Dalton says a passenger began to shoot cops with a rifle.
This passenger used a rifle and shot at the trooper's patrol car, actually striking it and disabling it. Therefore, he was out of the chase after that point.
Police Chief Joel Richards from the city of Carrollton.
When the vehicle came through the city, officers continued the pursuit. At some point, a passenger leaned out the window and fired rounds into the officer's vehicle. Striking Sergeant Rob Holloway. He was flown to a hospital in Atlanta where he's undergoing surgery right now.
USA Radio News.
Newsmax, you like Newsmax. I like it too.
Trump is right. Millions are tuning into Newsmax TV and going to Newsmax.com for real news. Some polls give Joe Biden a high job approval, even 60%. Now Newsmax is asking if you agree with that. Do you really approve of Joe Biden, his policies, and $4 trillion in spending? And do you think President Trump did a better job? Let us know. Vote in the Newsmax poll right now. Just text the word NORTH to 39747. That's NORTH to 39747. It takes just a minute. Let America know who you like better, Biden or Trump. Tens of millions are watching Newsmax TV, now on all major cable systems, smart TVs, and OTT platforms. And vote now in the Newsmax poll. Just text the word NORTH to 39747. That's NORTH to 39747. Let your voice be heard, and watch Newsmax today.
A good portion of U.S. Marines are turning down COVID-19 vaccines at this time. Jeremy Scott from the Oregon USA Radio News Bureau reports.
Pentagon officials say about 75,000 Marines have taken at least one COVID shot compared to 48,000 Marines who have declined. This new report comes after the Department of Defense in February reported that about a third of U.S. troops have turned down the vaccine. Several Democrat lawmakers sent a letter to President Joe Biden last month requesting that he make the vaccine mandatory for all U.S. military members.
According to Healthline.com, people who are refusing to get a COVID-19 vaccine are increasing their risk of contracting and transmitting the virus. They could also be potentially prolonging the pandemic, contributing to spikes in cases, and giving the virus more opportunities to mutate. A police officer in Virginia has been fired after pointing a gun and pepper spraying a black U.S. Army lieutenant during a traffic stop. Army 2nd Lieutenant Caron Nazario was never charged in the December incident. Officer Gutierrez in that infamous video has since been fired. USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Rain washed out Saturday night's NASCAR Cup Series race at Martinsville Speedway, forcing a same-day doubleheader Sunday. Martin Truex Jr. takes the win.
Interesting how it all played out there. You know, I thought throughout the day we were, you know, third to fifth place car in there. And then at one point we, you know, middle of the race, we got off a little bit and was probably sixth or seventh place car. So it was kind of a weird day, but, you know, just proud of the guys for working hard on it. You know, we, they did a great job, and, you know, that last pit stop, we were able to get us the lead and couldn't quite hold off the 11 on that restart. He was really fast firing off and, you know, just try to stay with him and take care of my car. I knew there was enough laps left that, you know, tire wear in the long run was going to come into play. And, you know, he started getting tight. My car was getting better and better, and, you know, we were able to take advantage of it. So really happy. And, you know, for whatever reason, our car really turned on when the lights went down. And it's always good when a plan comes together and it works out the way you hoped it would.
We have a new Masters golf champion. Dan Araki from the Ohio USA Radio News Bureau reports.
Hideki Matsuyama captured the green jacket, hanging on to win the Masters. Matsuyama built a four-stroke lead coming into Sunday's final round, shooting one over on Sunday to finish the weekend at 10 under par. Will Zalatoris finished second at 9 under. Jordan Spieth and Xander Schauffele tied for third at 7 under. The win is Matsuyama's first major championship and his first tournament win in nearly 4 years. He also becomes the first Japanese man to capture one of golf's major tournaments.
Thanks for listening. I'm Lance Pry, and this is USA Radio News.